morning and welcome to our meeting, 1:30 PM on September 3rd, 2024. And time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Joining me today are Commissioner Tony Olson, our Vice President, Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary, John Harlow, our CEO, Colin Wilmbrock, our General Counsel, Alison Morrison, our Clerk of the Board, Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and joining virtually is Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phone or other electronic device at this time. And your noise makers. Grateful. Good news. Yeah. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the agenda?
I have none.
Okay. Comments from the public is item 3 on the agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and person shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located in deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. I will call on you to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our computer. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So we'll start out with a flag salute.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item 2 on the agenda is Employee of the Month, Jenny Zimmerman. I have Lisa Park here to introduce Jenny.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, John Harlow, co-workers, and guests. It is my pleasure today to honor Jenny Zimmerman as the district's September Employee of the Month. Let's go back to the beginning. In January of 2020, we interviewed several external candidates for the Linwood Office Support Specialist position, as our current one was moving on to customer service. The members of the interview panel knew right away that Jenny was going to be a perfect fit for our group and the PUD. Jenny had great answers to our questions, but what sealed the deal was at the end when we were talking freely about what all the job entails. This included discussing the time-consuming data entry of crew timesheets with Keith, our construction superintendent. Keith made a comment about there being a lot of rules to follow, and the crews can push back if they think time was entered in wrong. Jenny responded in a joking but serious tone, "Oh, I enjoy a good challenge." After she left, the panel said, "Well, we found our person, and it was the best decision we could have made." Jenny started her career at PUD in February of 2020. She spent the first month training on the daily task of receiving customer payments on the front line and inputting crew timesheets for the Linwood crew. Then March 2020 came and COVID happened. The PUD had to send everyone home to work. As a new employee, Jenny was concerned that we would have enough to keep her days busy, as she does not like to be idle. She soon learned that there were so many other items that got pushed to the side and never started because not enough time in the day. Since PUD was closed to the public, we switched gears to working on better ways to support the customer engineering group, which for a long time had to be self-supported administratively, and as Jenny would say, is unacceptable. She has taken this mindset to the next level in support at the PUD. Jenny provides extraordinary service to both internal and external customers. Several electricians and contractors know her by name and ask for her when they come in the office. Jenny knows how to prioritize the important task and easily pivots when needed. If someone asks Jenny to help correct a mistake they made, she will respond with her classic, at least you're pretty. And in a flash. Jenny actively works on finding the correct answer for any question you bring her in a timely fashion, and then reports back what the answer is. She reaches out to the customer engineers to see if there are any tasks she can help support them with. That way they can focus on the larger items. Jenny is always thinking of ways to make our work more efficient. She has created rewired tracking calendars for some of the community offices, which help in scheduling visibility for the engineers and servicemen. Jenny has created an electronic cover sheet for the engineers to keep track of their work order projects effectively. She has also created a spreadsheet to track incoming calls and other information that come in daily for an engineering area. This can be used by either an engineer or by management. If you ever come down to the Linwood office, you'll need to check out our supply cabinet. You will need to calm down with your excitement on how organized they are. We constantly get comments like, who organizes this? Everything is so neat. And can this person come to my house and organize? Jenny's attention to details and passion for organization shine through everything she touches. Jenny goes above and beyond for our community as well. She collects old books that are marked for disposal and use them to replenish our little library at the Linwood office. Jenny also collects used dresses and suits to give to her friend that has a store where people can get these items free of cost. She was always thinking of ways to use less paper, recycle, and upcycle. The Linwood office has nicknamed her the General Manager of South County, as she is the positive force that supports all of us and keeps us on track. Every office should have a Jenny. And if they did, they would definitely be on Team Jenny. Please help me in congratulating Jenny Zimmerman as the PUD September 2024 Employee of the Month.
Awesome. Oh, do I have to?
You just go ahead and you don't have to speak.
I read the all the things they said about you. I thought, is she for real? Come on,
sweetie. Come on. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm in your district.
So yes, I know. Well, we've chatted before at Mary's party. Yes. Thank you so much.
I've got quite a history with the work you're doing. And I'm here to see.
Well, Jenny, you sound amazing. And I'm sure you have a trophy case at home.
I do.
Good.
Yeah.
Here's another trophy. And you have done something that we can't do. Fill this room.
We're going to have to. Is there some kind of a thing going around in the utility that who brings the most?
Team Jenny. I think Team Jenny is ahead right now. In all seriousness, thank you. And wrangling engineers is not easy.
Yeah.
I know.
Like hurting cats.
I'm one. So thank you for all you do. You sound like an amazing team leader and team member and, well, leader, because you're the general manager.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have gift certificate for you to get a hoodie.
Yes.
As soon as it's finished.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What do I have here? Oh, I have Seahawks tickets.
Oh. Picture. Oh,
that's
your family here?
I have my
You'd like to get her news?
Oh, hi, my name is. Come on up. Come on up.
I love this. This is my daughter, Kennedy. She's going to be a senior this year.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Yes.
Meet you, Kennedy.
And then my other daughter, Delaney. She'll be a sophomore this year.
Hi, Delaney.
Can't get a half face, Jenny.
Yeah.
It's going to be turning.
One, two, three.
Looks great.
Okay. I mean, maybe just a shot with just the girls.
Sure.
Yeah.
You see Arisa, you?
I'm in.
You're so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. You're welcome to stay. We had an exciting second half.
We're gonna lock them in.
You're welcome to leave it.
Jeez, where do I get my Gen A?
come down to Linwood. I'll get one for you.
Take orders.
Good
job. Thank you.
Good
job. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have item three, a comment to the public. Are there any comments from the public on items that are not on today's agenda?
Yeah,
it's please state your first and last name to the record. We're going to have a band because they're here, I think. See no raised hands in the room. I'm not seeing any raised hands online. We'll move to item four, consent agenda. 4A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of August 20th, 2024. 4B, bid awards, professional service contracts, and amendments. 4C, consideration of certification / ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. 4D, consideration of a resolution changing the reporting relationship of the clerk of the board and repealing prior resolutions or portions of resolutions in conflict with the effective language and terms of this resolution. And 4E, consideration of resolution eliminating the position of commission and executive services director. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Not seeing any in the room. I've not seen any online. Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments?
I do. I would like to strongly recommend that in the future that we not combine the clerk of the board and the director of executive services, just to prevent any appearance of a conflict of interest. I think we should avoid that in the future, and I'm glad to see this for a vote today. Thank you.
Okay, I have no comments. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next is item five, items for individual consideration. 5A, consideration of resolution approving, ratifying, authorizing the CEO general manager or his designee on behalf of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to execute a separation agreement and general release with a district employee. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Paul McMurray, available to answer any questions, commissioners, about this resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See any hands up online or in the room? Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments about the resolution?
I have none either.
I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. 5B, consideration of a resolution approving and authorizing the CEO general manager or his designee on behalf of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to execute a resource management agreement and associated task orders with the Energy Authority Incorporated. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Garrison Marr, available to answer any questions regarding this resolution? Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See any in the room? I'm not seeing any online. Commissioners, do you have a question?
I have a comment. We have been briefed multiple times on this item, and I just want to commend the staff
throughout the organization. I don't even know who all contributed to it, but they've done just a phenomenal job of putting this together within a short window. And we're blessed to have, I can prove that.
Visuals, you have any other comments or questions? None. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next, we have our CEO General Manager report. There's one for you, John.
I do. A couple items. First, on August 21st, almost 100 Team PUD members gathered out at our Arlington Training Yard for a hands-on field experience. Staff learned how to climb poles, perform entry helper tests, and operate heavy machinery. The event was organized by the WE Board, Women in Power Board, ELT sponsors, along with line training, several foremen and their crews, facilities, and the energy storage and emerging technologies team. It was an inspiring day of learning and empowerment. Yesterday, another year of the Evergreen State Fair concluded. Aaron touched on this earlier. We had over 70 staff members working the booth. Thank you to Commissioners Olson and Logan for also volunteering. This year, in addition to our booth, we had the ARC trailer with our mascots Zip and Zap and also demonstrated our new modular microgrid educational display. A week ago Monday, I took a trip down to Vancouver, Washington to meet with the NWPPA staff. Got to meet and chat with all of the different NWPPA team members. And also got to have lunch with them. So it was a great experience. And then this afternoon, I'm traveling to Arizona for the Large Public Power Council Executive Committee, a strategic planning session. And part of that work will be conducting the final interviews and making a decision on who the next LPPC president will be. And that's it. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions for John? Report?
No. We got anything else to do? Are you having fun yet?
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
I saw some of the pictures in social media about the event in Arlington. It just looks like it was phenomenal.
It really was. It was super fun.
I'm glad we did.
It needed to be done 20 years ago because, you know, different. We still work in silos.
Yep.
And to have somebody go up and actually touch and see what they do. And oh, by the way, maybe some foreman could come in and watch payroll and what they
do. We'll see if we can't make that the next step.
I'm just being. Anyway, I hope it continues.
They'll be happy to watch payroll over their own paycheck. They watch it just like, yeah.
Okay, I'm not.
And I would say that I did get an opportunity to see the new microgrid demonstration. There was a couple of children wasn't at the fair just part of the day I was there. There's a couple of children that played with it probably for 20 minutes. By the end, their mother was asking them questions like, so if the sun's out, but the wind's not blowing, what happens? And they push that button. It's so, the dam level is low and the wind is blowing, but you know what? Anyway, it was just So
we have
they were very engaged in it.
Sorry. We have to thank Brenda White for all of the work she did on that project too. So that's great.
Next on item 7, commission business. We have 7A commission reports.
Not much, but I did enjoy being at the celebration of the new addition to the light rail link, the link light rail. It's Linwood and Mountain Terrace. So it was a wonderful event, and both of us were there. So,
Commissioner,
you have
any
words? No.
The link light rail was a wonderful event. It was so packed and I couldn't get inside of the speakers. It was just a sellout audience. It was amazing. That was just for the ribbon cut. I did the fair. It was the slowest day ever. It rained very hard.
That'll teach you to get my day.
Gave out apparently.
I have had that first day forever.
It's senior day, and that can be challenging on its own too. Did you have any?
No, did you see a lot of retirees?
No.
That's one of the reasons I'd like to do that.
I always see retirees, and this time the only one I saw, there was a gentleman that was scanning tickets, and he wasn't scanning any tickets because it was so slow, and I walked over, and he said he was retiring, but none came to the booth.
Huh.
That's how slow it was.
Really?
We always have
I know it more.
Yeah. Yeah, but I gave away a lot of bags. Apparently, I gave out more than we can. You ran out.
So. Well, okay, so that's a bad sign. Let me have that data.
Okay. Next, we'll move on to item 7B, our Commissioner Events Calendar. Any changes to the events calendar? Seen any? What about you, Commissioner Olson?
No.
Okay. Next, we have 7C, our July 2024 District Performance Dashboard. Any questions or comments, Commissioners?
I actually don't have any, but I appreciate all the work that goes into these.
You know, my only comment is it's so impressive how we've upped our My Snowbud app logging. So you see, that is 99%. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, more pressure, making it even better and better and better. That's how people are using it.
Oh, there's some nice green on the dashboard, too.
Yeah. There is some ice cream. Is there any you wanted to call out?
No.
There's a lot of green on it, actually. That's for digital platform usage. Okay. Next is item 8, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? Oh, no, I missed something. Sorry. 7B, our 2024 Treasury Budget Forecast and Major Project Status Report for July. We have Sarah Bond here available to answer any questions. Any other questions, Commissioners, or comments?
I have any questions.
No.
Not either.
I do like all the visual. Great
pictures. Yeah, I do. And I really appreciate these project statuses. It really
helps.
Sort of get some situational awareness of what's going on.
One thing back on the dashboard, really quick, I did forget to mention. From the strategic quarterly review that Laura gave, or the strategic plan review or overview, and we started talking about Katie. Notice Katie is on the dashboard now. We have Sadie, and Katie.
Oh, yeah, and it's down for the prior 12 months, potentially.
And again, that's really primarily measuring the restoration time for each of the outages that we did have.
Important. Very, very important.
Yep.
Okay, well, with no comments on our status report, we'll move on to our governance planning calendar. Item 8A. Any changes to the governance planning calendar? Not as colorful as the status report. Looking forward to the DEI update.
No.
Okay. Well, is there any further business to come before the board today? And hearing none, it is 1:54 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.